Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, live cattle may be indicating the top is in. The large decline of boxed beef of about $4 during the first half of the week will keep pressure on futures. It has been a nice run higher, but we know that can't last forever. The December contract holds some premium to cash, but trading will continue until December 31st when the contract expires. Later contracts look as if price may be tipping over as traders prepare for the cattle on feed report tomorrow. Lean hogs are having a difficult time getting some strong buyer interest. There is some disappointment over the first phase of the trade agreement with China. China has been silent on the matter, giving no indication as to how much they will purchase and when. Traders hope new pork orders will come from China, as they need pork and the U.S. has it. Futures look like the trend is up despite the minor setback yesterday, but the demand needs to be realized. Cutouts fell Wednesday, which may keep a lid on prices. Now, wheat contracts, they're higher, led by Kansas City and Chicago after the contracts began the overnight session with losses. Chicago wheat is attempting to shake off the 8-cent losses witnessed yesterday and continue the winning ways of December. The rumor mill continues to support wheat prices in the U.S., with ideas China could be in the market for hard red wheat next year. Corn futures are steady to slightly weaker overnight, hanging tight in the previous day's range. March corn futures have rallied 16 cents from the early December lows, with the December 3rd highs at 384 and 3 quarters, expected to offer near-term support on setbacks. Softer soybean prices overnight, with the January contract attempting to make back-to-back lower closes for the first time since the beginning of December. A period of consolidation is probably warranted, considering the 60-cent rally soybeans have turned in the last month. Cash traders remarked China has purchased 5 to 7 U.S. soybean cargoes in recent days, with another pair out of Brazil. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle up about, make that down 17 cents, 126.12. April down 7 cents, 127.25. January feeder cattle down 60 at 144.55. March down 82 at 144.90. February hogs up 5 cents, 69.90. Kansas City wheat, the March down 4 and 3 quarters, 462 and a quarter yesterday. May down 4 and a half, 470 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 8 cents, 548 and a quarter. May down 7 and a quarter at 551 and 3 quarters. March corn down 3 cents. 387. May is down 3 cents, 393 and a half. January soybeans down 6 and a quarter yesterday, 922 and a quarter. March was down 5 and 3 quarters at 934 and 3 quarters. Cotton futures, well, March is up 41 cents, 67.15. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.